Bruce Arians had long been known as a football lifer, a career assistant with a gift for developing quarterbacks such as Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, and Andrew Luck. Arians finally got the opportunity to lead a team in 2012 when Indianapolis Colts head coach Chuck Pagano took a leave of absence to battle leukemia. As interim head coach, Arians guided the Colts to the playoffs and was honored as the NFL Coach of the Year.
It became very clear that Bruce Arians needed to be our next head coach for the Arizona Cardinals.
In January of 2013, Arians was hired by the Cardinals. 3 decades after Temple made him the youngest coach in college football history at age 30, he got his second head coaching opportunity at 60. His candor was evident from day one.
Short time ago, this organization was 37 seconds away from the Super Bowl trophy. I just happened to be calling plays on the other side. Got real lucky, too.
With his mentor, Bear Bryant, looking down, Arians got to work assembling a staff and learning about his roster. His brand of offense needed a golden arm, and the Cardinals went out and got him one, trading with the Oakland Raiders for Carson Palmer, a quarterback many thought was beyond his prime. Once the team hit the field, they quickly learned their head coach would tell it to them straight, typically with colorful language. Arians' first victory came in week 2 of 2013, at home against the Detroit Lions.
First win for head coach. Yeah!
Facing the Colts and his friend Pagano in week 12, the Cardinals throttled the visitors.
This game meant a lot to a lot of people in this room, but nobody more than Bruce Arians. So I want to give the game ball to the 2012 NFL Coach of the Year and to our head coach.
In a first season that exceeded expectations, Arians' biggest win showed the football world that he belonged at the helm of a team. Week 16, against their division rivals, in a hostile environment.
And the Cardinals will end Seattle's 14-game home winning streak.
That was a team win. Ran the football, stuffed the run. The lines of scrimmage were one in red.
Year 2 of the Arians era started with a bang, raising the bar for success within the organization.
Looks deep, fires middle of the field, going for John Brown. He caught it at the 30, at the 20, 10, 5. Rookie touchdown! John Brown!
We're going to play for 60 minutes, all right? Great job of finishing the game. It wasn't pretty all the time, but it was damn pretty at the end.
Flying high with a 7-1 record, the Cardinals faced the Rams at University of Phoenix Stadium when Palmer's season would end after he tore the ACL of his left knee.
Yeah.
Arians rallied his team behind what would become a familiar refrain, next man up, and the Cardinals continued to win games with Drew Stanton under center. In Week 15, Arizona clinched a playoff berth on the road in St. Louis, despite losing Stanton to yet another injury.
They talked all that shit about their defense. They found out what defense was all about.
Down to their third-string quarterback, the 2014 season ended with a hard-fought wild-card playoff loss in Carolina. Arians had directed the Cardinals to a franchise record 11 wins and was again honored as the NFL Coach of the Year.
I've never been prouder of a group of men that came to work every single week, no matter what obstacle, and we had a few, you know. They came to work every week and they believed in each other. When you have that, it's easy to coach. Thank you so much.
With the team's profile raised, the 2015 season held high hopes for Arizona. The Cardinals staked their claim as a contender to defending NFC West champion Seattle in Week 9 with a thrilling win on the road over the Seahawks.
There were some big flows, but man, I've never been proud of a bunch of guys to regroup and take back command of a game way we did.
With a chance to clinch their first division title since 2009, Arizona faced Philadelphia in Week 15 before a national TV audience, and steamrolled the Eagles to become NFC West champions.
David Johnson cuts it back to the left at the 45-yard line, stays on his feet, gets the first down of the 40, broke a tackle, 30, he's loose at the 25, 20, far side of the 10, stiff arms to the 5, a touchdown for David Johnson, my goodness!
The celebration was tempered after safety Tyrann Mathieu injured his knee late in the game. With a first-round bye, Arizona hosted Green Bay in the divisional round of the postseason.
Fitzgerald inside the 30, the 20.
If he scores, it's over.
It's insane.
And the two teams delivered a playoff game for the ages.
Snap to Palmer, rolls out, and it's a pitch to Fitz, running straight ahead into the end zone. The shovel pass for the touchdown and the win. The Cardinals advance to the NFC Championship game in one of the craziest games ever.
Great job, man. Fight through everything, all right? Couldn't be prouder of a bunch of guys. Just shows how good we are. All right, did it all go our way?
Nope.
But would it had to be, we've made the plays to win the game.
2015 ended with disappointment for Arians and the Cardinals, losing decisively in the NFC Championship to the Panthers.
Obviously not the ending of the season that we're looking for. Unless you put a ring on your finger, the season is not a success.
On the heels of a franchise-best 13-win season and an appearance in the conference championship, expectations for Big Red were never higher. Hosting New England in the 2016 opener, the Cardinals lost after missing a potential game-winning field goal as time expired. The season never quite got back on track, despite a record-breaking year from budding star running back David Johnson. Arians' fourth season with Arizona ended with a 7-8-1 record.
When it comes to an end, it comes to an end. And if you're not putting a ring on your finger, then saying goodbye to some players is always hard.
2017 did not begin well. Johnson injured his wrist in a season-opening loss to Detroit and was gone for the year. After a rocky start and a slew of additional injuries, Arizona fought to earn several close wins.
We got a little something in us, all right? Let's take it and grow with it, all right? We can't relax. We got to grow with this. Now we know what we got. This is two overtime wins now, all right? We got to finish more games.
With a chance to get back into the NFC West race, the Cardinals traveled to London to play the Rams. They lost the game, but perhaps more importantly, lost quarterback Carson Palmer to a broken arm. It was a feeling all too familiar to the head coach.
Carson will have surgery on his arm. His arm is broken. He'll have surgery on his arm when we get back.
Nobody's going to throw a pity party for us as far as who's playing and who's not. We don't have David Johnson. We don't have Carson. And we still have to find a game plan that wins. And my job is to get our players ready to win.
Even with all of the injuries, Arians Cardinals never threw in the towel and battled until the end. Perhaps the most telling thing you could say of his era in Arizona is this. Arians had his team ready to compete each and every week. He brought an exciting brand of football to Arizona and provided Cardinals fans with 5 years of meaningful memories and thrilling games. The lifer, who waited more than 30 years to become an NFL head coach, would finish as Arizona's all-time leader in victories.
It's a simple game.
While we wish you had arrived a little sooner, Coach, we raise a glass and tip our hats to you for a job and a career very well done.
I can't thank you enough. That's the greatest effort I've ever seen. This last month, what you guys have done is absolutely amazing. You have to be so proud of the character and the heart that you have shown. It's been my pleasure to be your coach. I was going to wait to tell you tomorrow. That's my last game. I love all of you, every single one. And man, I'm going to miss the hell out of you. I promise. Thank you, guys.